American Language Course, Book 24, Tape 4C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the dialogues, then repeat the answers. Don't repeat the questions. Number 1.
Where would you like to eat?
Any place is all right with me. Repeat. Any place is all right with me.
Number 2.
Do you know where the library is?
Not exactly, but it's near here. Repeat. Not exactly, but it must be someplace near here.
Number 3.
I'm looking for Alice. Do you know where she is?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't seen her anywhere. Repeat. No, I'm sorry. I haven't seen her anywhere.
Number 4.
Have you seen my glasses?
Yes, I've seen them somewhere, but I'm not sure where. Repeat. Yes, I've seen them somewhere, but I'm not sure where.
Number 5.
You look bored. Don't you have anything to do?
No, I have nothing to do and no place to go. Repeat. No, I have nothing to do and no place to go.
Number 6.
Are you making any progress on your assignment?
No, I'm getting nowhere fast. Repeat. No, I'm getting nowhere fast.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a question, then answer it. Use the words that are provided.
Number 1. Is there a phone around here anywhere? Repeat. Yes, there's one around here someplace. Number 2. Are you going somewhere next weekend? Repeat. No, I'm not going anywhere next weekend. Number 3. Can we sit anywhere we want to? Repeat. Yes, you can sit any place you want to. Number 4. Is there any place to park the car? Repeat. No, there's no place to park the car. Number 5. Are my car keys in the house anywhere? Repeat. Yes, they're in the house somewhere. Number 6. Is there anywhere else you'd like to go? Repeat. No, there's nowhere else I'd like to go.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to the dialogues, then repeat them. Number 1.
Who plans to work late this afternoon?
I don't think anybody does.
Number two.
What would you like to drink?
I don't care. Anything's fine.
Number three.
Does anyone want to see a show tonight?
No. No one seems to be interested in going.
Number four.
Did you call the dentist to make an appointment?
Yes, I called, but nobody answered the phone.
Number five.
Who is that at the front door?
It was just someone selling something.
Number six.
I thought the telephone rang. Did you hear it?
Yes, somebody downstairs must have answered it.
Look at the dialogues again. Listen to the question, then say the answer. Number one.
Who plans to work late this afternoon?
Number two.
What would you like to drink?
Number three.
Does anyone want to see a show tonight?
Number four.
Did you call the dentist to make an appointment?
Number five.
Who was that at the front door?
Number six.
I thought the telephone rang. Did you hear it?
Look at figure four now. Listen to a question, then answer it. Use the words provided.
Number one. Is anyone in the office now? Repeat. No, no one's in the office now. Number two. Has anybody seen the captain today? Repeat. No, nobody's seen him today. Number three. Can someone give me a ride home? Repeat. Yes, somebody can give you a ride home. Number four. Is anything the matter? Repeat. Yes, something's the matter. Number five. Will you talk to anyone who answers? Repeat. Yes, I'll talk to anyone who answers. Number six. Is something wrong? Repeat. No, nothing's wrong. Number seven. Was there anyone at the gym? Repeat. Yes, there was someone at the gym. Number eight. Did you notice anything unusual? Repeat. No, I didn't notice anything unusual.
Now look at figure 5. Listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
When they saw the sun shine for the first time in weeks, Kay and Kyle decided to go for a walk in the country. They felt a warm wind blow and saw new leaves forming on the tree branches. As they walked, they listened to the birds singing around them and looked at the flowers blooming beside the road. In a nearby field, they observed a farmer preparing to plant his crops. In the distance, they watched children playing. It was such a beautiful day, they imagined they could almost hear the grass grow. They didn't notice the time passing until they smelled someone's supper cooking.
Listen to some questions about the paragraphs, then answer them. Use the words that are in darker print.
When did Kay and Kyle decide to go for a walk in the country? Repeat. They decided to go when they saw the sun shine for the first time in weeks. Did they feel a cold wind blow? Repeat. No, they felt a warm wind blow. What could they see on the tree branches? Repeat. They could see new leaves forming. What did they listen to? Repeat. They listened to the birds singing around them. Which flowers did they look at? Repeat. They looked at the flowers blooming beside the road. Did they see a farmer harvesting his crops? Repeat. No, they saw a farmer preparing to plant his crops. Did they watch children playing? Repeat. Yes, they watched children playing in the distance. What did they imagine? Repeat. They imagined they could almost hear the grass grow. When did they notice the time passing? Repeat. They noticed it passing when they smelled someone's supper cooking.
Look at figure 6. Read the dialogues, then answer the questions you hear. Read the example. What did Jan see? Repeat. She saw the teacher take up the homework. Read all of the dialogues now. Now listen to the question and answer it.
Number 1. What did Dennis smell? Repeat. He smelled something burning. Number 2. What did Dan hear? Repeat. He heard Alan talking to the major. Number 3. What was Fay not looking at? Repeat. She wasn't looking at the policeman signaling her to turn. Number 4. What did the clerk watch? Repeat. He watched the boys steal some candy. Number 5. What didn't Jerry notice? Repeat. He didn't notice the traffic light turning red. Number 6. What should Kathy have listened to? Repeat. She should have listened to the teacher explain the problem. Number 7. What can Morgan feel? Repeat. He can feel the aircraft losing altitude. Number 8. What did Paula not observe? Repeat. She didn't observe Ken recording the conversation.
Look at Figure 7. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to some sentences. Don't write, just listen.
The pilot maneuvered the plane out of the storm. The compass and the altimeter are important instruments. Many metals will liquefy when heat is applied to them. Steel and brass are two important alloys. Our principal is a man of principles.
Listen to the sentences again. This time, write the groups of words that you hear.
Number 1. The pilot maneuvered the plane. Out of the storm. Number 2. The compass and the altimeter. Are important instruments. Number 3. Many metals will liquefy. When heat is applied to them. Number 4. Steel and brass. Are two important alloys. Number 5. Our principal is a man of principles.
Listen to the sentences again and check them.
Number 1. The pilot maneuvered the plane out of the storm. Number 2. The compass and the altimeter are important instruments. Number 3. Many metals will liquefy when heat is applied to them. Number 4. Steel and brass are two important alloys. Number 5. Our principal is a man of principles.
You can see the sentences on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 4C, book 24.